Simon & Schuster Audio presents
A Chain Across the Dawn by Drew Williams. Read for you by Brittany Presley. Act 1, Chapter 1. The air raid sirens were still screaming, echoing out across the golden sky of Candriad like some sort of terrifying lament, hollow and vast and loud as hell. The sound bounced off the concrete and the steel of the long-abandoned factory city around us, rolling out over the plains of metal toward the distant horizon, still tinged with the faintest blue hints of the dawn. There shouldn't have been air raid sirens on Candriad. Not because the Pulse had repressed the technology for sirens, but because it had repressed the ability for anyone to conduct air raids at all. Flight was supposed to be impossible in an atmosphere this choked with pulse radiation. Except it wasn't. Jane and I had seen the shadows of the warplanes hurtling over the factory city as we approached by the bridge, dropping bombs and executing amateurish, evasive maneuvers to wheel away from the strafing gunfire of the Defender's anti-aircraft weaponry. The planes hadn't exactly been modern spec, prop-driven, combustion engine relics cobbled together from spare parts. But that didn't change the fact that they shouldn't have been able to get into the air at all. Something weird was happening on Candriad. Something weird always seemed to happen to Jane and me, but this was weirder than most. So we knock? I asked, shifting my weight from side to side, staring up at the massive barred door that was the one and only entrance to the factory city from the south. We hadn't seen a single native as we made our way down the abandoned railway line toward the factory. They were all hunkered down inside their converted city, being dive-bombed by impossible airplanes. The sect wars might have been forgotten by most of the galaxy post-pulse, but on Candriad, they'd never stopped. The locals locked in the same stupid conflicts that had led to the pulse in the first place. Or, like, I winced as the sirens came around again. I winced every time. I always thought they were finally going to stop as they dopplered away across the distance. And then, nope, still going.
We should probably wait until they're not having the shit bombed out of them, Jane said mildly, leaning against the railing of the dilapidated bridge and smoking one of her awful cigarettes. Jane wasn't fidgety. Jane never got fidgety. Taller, leaner, and in significantly better shape than I was.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?